Now, you can understand why on a hot summer's day you might be tempted to jump into any available cool water, but leaping into a freezing lake in midwinter has less obvious appeal. But scores of people turn up every morning of the year with their towels and swimming costumes to the ponds on London's Hampstead Heath. They've been open for swimmers for more than 100 years, and recently fans have campaigned successfully to save them from closure. Liz Pearson went to the women's pond with Margaret, who's now 83.
I first swam in the ponds about 60 years ago, but I've been a regular every day, all the year round, swimmer for about 12 years.
So you live just on the edge of the heath, and you've got this sort of wonderful walk down through the heath. It's very peaceful. It's where you can see all across London. There aren't too many people out this morning, the odd jogger. This must be a really wonderful start to the before you even get to the swim.
Oh, it's great. I mean, the walk is part of the whole package. When my daughters were growing up and my husband was alive, we used to go down as a family to the mixed pond on Sunday mornings. In fact, we used to walk down from the house in our bathing costumes in the summer. But the ladies' pond's such a nice pond. I've always liked it.
How cold is the water?
Well, at the moment it's 8 degrees, but it goes down to 3, occasionally 2.
That does sound quite cold.
It is, but even the dip makes you feel different. I feel much livelier walking back after the swim.
Do you think your morning swim is part of a sort of recipe for good health in older age?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm very old. This is it. This is our pond. There's the meadow. You can imagine that in the summer with the sun on it. It's beautiful. There's Jane. Jane?
Hi there.
Hi. Good morning.
You're on duty?
Yes, I am. Yes.
I'm going to go and undress.
So how long have you worked here then?
It'll be 10 years on January the 4th.
And are you also a swimmer? Do you like to swim?
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, as a lifeguard, that's part of our daily bread, really. I mean, and we also, all the lifeguards swim in the winter too. We need to be habituated just as much as the swimmers do, because if we have to go in and rescue one of them, we need to know that we're going to be able to function in cold water.
So when's the last time that you had to sort of launch into the pool?
We had some rescues in the summer, minor ones, but we had a major one actually just over a year ago. It was in October, and actually the temperature had dropped quicker, and it was at 6 degrees. We had a cardiac arrest. It's the opaque nature of the water that bothers a lot of people. They're just not used to it because they swim in swimming pools, and even if you swim in the sea, of course, it's shallow at the edge. That's what we have to watch, because it is deep the moment you go in. It's about 4 or 5 metres deep.
Just explain, how do you get into the pond?
As quick as I can, so that I don't stop to think what I'm doing. Some people go in frontwards, I go in backwards. But I find the water quite welcoming.
How is that?
Lovely. Very nice. Great.
Another regular?
Another regular, indeed.
I don't think it's a very good idea to chat to you while you're sort of standing out here freezing, probably.
So come in, then. Come in. You're getting in round the corner.
Oh, it's dark in here.
Hi, Jo. How are you? The showers are cold. We don't have hot showers. But we do have a hot tap in the sink. And that makes a great difference. And we have this little plastic washing up bowl which we put hot water in, and everybody stands in it and thaws out their feet. And it's very important, the little blue bird.
It's a lifesaver. So how long were you in the water for, Jane?
About 10 minutes, quarter of an hour today. Completely part of my life now.
And I think that's true of everybody. It's just something that you would never, you know, you would never want to give up once you started.
So how does it compare with swimming inside a leisure centre pool? Or
I can't swim in a leisure centre pool at all. I loathe the smell, I loathe the heat. If you're swimming here, partly it's the water, it's immensely smooth water, so your skin feels wonderful. But it's also the fact that you're swimming in a natural pond. You see the changes in the heath and you see the changes in the pond. The trees gradually losing leaves, shafts of light on a particular branch.
I'm always disappointed in the people who go in, dip in and come straight out. Because if you swim a little way, feeling terribly cold, suddenly it changes. And you think, no, I can do it.
What's the water like? What's the feeling like of being in the pond?
You feel immediately at one with nature. I mean, I know that sounds rather sort of, you know, airy-fairy, but you know that there are fishes underneath. You can't see through the water. It's incredibly murky. It's fringed by trees. It just feels very, very peaceful. It's incredibly therapeutic. And your body, your skin, you can feel your skin. It's like having little electric shocks because your skin is sort of prickling as all your tiny blood vessels sort of wake up.
You end up having a group of women who know each other just through the activity of swimming. A very almost intimate relationship because of changing and talking about oneself. And you then wander off with them back across the heath, you know, telling stories, talking about what happened last night. Laughing, you know, planning what in fact we can do next.
Lots of laughing.
Exactly, lots of laughing. And it's an incredibly special place. See you, Anne.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, it's going to be another day.
See, the sky's all breaking up. I could see it when I swam on my back. I could see the first blue crack in the cloud. You look up, and I think I'm looking into eternity. A lot of people have grown up only really thinking that you swam in swimming pools, I think. And they talk about what we do as wild swimming, which I find extraordinary. Because in my childhood, I mean, where I was, there weren't any swimming pools.
Do you ever find things bumping up against your legs as you're going through the water?
The other day, I was swimming and the back of an enormous fish came out of the water in front of me. It was like a seal or something coming up. I saw that much of it, brown. And there was obviously more under the water at each end, you know. I didn't see a head or a tail, just this huge brown back.
What about in the very coldest winter? Does it ever ice over the pond?
Yes.
What they used to do is they used to break a hole. And as you were swimming, you would hear the ripple, the sort of sounds of the ice. It was an astonishing experience. It'd be this really wonderful sort of tinkling sound. Then about 2 years ago, they decided in their wisdom that this was dangerous. So there's that again is another dispute that we have.
See you.
I shall see you tomorrow. See you. Yeah.
Liz Pearson spoke to three regular swimmers, Margaret, Jane and Joan, and the lifeguard Jane, who's worked at Hampstead Ponds for 10 years.